From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
And welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on newsok.com. I'm Yvette Walker, and with me in the studio again this week is Lisa Potts. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Yvette.
Well, we're getting down to the final dancers, and not the final dancers, but we're slowly whittling
away.
We're
at our top 10.
And it's been very exciting, but I want to talk about the upset. Now, you know, some people may not think, I think it's an upset. I expected to see Jason and Caitlin in the bottom three. Mm-hmm. I expected to see Philip and Janine in the bottom three.
Okay.
And I even expected maybe to see Melissa and Adai in the bottom three because
they
of her little
first.
Bobble. And she went first, that's right. Although they weren't really blaming her so much as him.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that later.
True, yeah.
So when that happened, it didn't surprise me so much. I knew Caitlin would go home, and I expected Jason to go home. I expected it to be that couple that would go home.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they sent home Philip.
Yes.
The darling of So You Think You Can Dance. He has a huge fan base. Maybe not, well, he was in the bottom three, so maybe not as big as others. But a lot of people really do like him. Nigel talked about not having star quality. That really surprised me because he may not be the best dancer, but he has a ton of star quality.
I thought he had star quality, yes.
More than Jason does.
He's the last hip-hop dancer, so we have no more hip-hop dancers left.
That's right.
It's like they're all contemporary, Broadway, ballet, you know, but mm-hmm. no hip-hop. And so I think that's really going to be missing. And I thought it was a little bit unfair because the night before, the judges were really complimenting him after the jive number, saying how great he was and how this was his best number he's done so far out of his style.
That's right.
And then the next night, they send him home. So,
right.
And did you notice how Nigel mentioned to everybody at the beginning, you know, we know who's in the bottom three before the show. And
yes.
So we determine who it is that's going to be going home based on everything leading up till now. And then it's, you know, save yourself from the solo. And unless they have a really outstanding solo, they already have their minds made up.
I thought that was a little odd because it does take away some of the dramatic
yes.
Mood of the Dance for Your Life segment.
I agree.
If they fully made up their minds, and he said the solo can change our mind,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to, but it can. It's like, well, then you've already made up your mind. Why should I try?
Yeah.
And I really don't want to see that. I want them to continue having these great solos when they have to.
I think they just feel like if you look at all the girls, the five girls we have left, they're mm-hmm. all great. They're all really good.
They are really, really good.
And they thought pairing Philip up with any one of those girls would bring down the quality of the routine.
Interesting.
And with Jason, perhaps Jason hasn't really had the opportunity yet because he was paired up with Caitlin, who is sort of like Philip, hasn't done as well in the routines
mm-hmm.
other than her own style, which even there it's sort of questionable. But I feel like they wanted to give Jason a second chance with another female dancer,
right.
And they didn't want to take a chance with Philip because they knew it probably wouldn't work out.
Well, I think Caitlin knew she was going home because I didn't think her solo was that strong.
I think she's known it the last couple of weeks. She was in serious danger. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a little bit of a shocker. Again, Melissa and Adai, my favorite couple. Although, as I mentioned on the blog the other day, I definitely had to stand up and give kudos to Brandon and Jeanette. They had a really strong week this week. But when Melissa and Adai were in the bottom three, it was our first opportunity to see them dance solo.
Oh, and I'm so glad they were.
It was wonderful. Adai in particular, I thought, had a really, really strong solo, and that was after Ty Steorio, the guest judge this week, told him, "You need to bring it." I thought Melissa was good, but I really didn't think she was as good as I've seen her dance on some of the other choreographed numbers. Now, maybe it was just her own choreography wasn't as strong as she's danced before.
Could be.
You know, she's beautiful, graceful. It was really great. I was glad to see it, but I think she's done better.
I felt like there was nothing unique to mm-hmm. her ballet performance. Mm-hmm. So you're right, especially compared to the pas de deux that we just saw last week, I think. It was just sort of, okay. You know, it's nice to see another ballet number on point. But Ade, wow, he brought it.
He did. He really did.
He had such intricate choreography. I was so glad. Just like last week with Philip and Janine, I was so glad that they fell into the bottom three so that we could see their solos.
Yes.
But this week with Melissa and Ade, oh, wow, I totally got it. Completely new idea of what Ade is capable of.
Appreciation for Ade. Yes. Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree. And I could see it in his, you know, on his face, in his mind while he was dancing. I'm not going home yet. I'm not going home yet. I am not going home.
I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yes, exactly.
Just like with Brandon before, where he had to prove me wrong.
Right.
I felt like Ade was trying to say to Tice, I'm going to prove you wrong.
That's right.
I brought it.
That's right. And good for Tice in challenging him so.
True.
I think Tice has been a great guest judge. Tice Diorio, you know, I would say there's probably, in my opinion, four choreographers that they routinely use that are my favorites. You know, obviously Wade Robson is one of them. The duo of Nappy Tabs is one. Mia Michaels is one. And I think, and okay, I'll add in fifth one. Adam Shankman is one. Mm. But I think Tice Diorio is... I don't love his Broadway numbers, but I think he's a really strong choreographer, and I like him when he's part of the mix. And I think this was his first time being a guest judge?
It sounded like it, yeah.
I hope they bring him back for that. I think he really adds a lot, and he's a dancer advocate. He even says so.
Right.
So he's speaking directly to the dancers. This is what you need to do. I see what you're trying. And I don't think we've seen that before in some of the other guest judges.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was really happy to have him on there this week.
Yeah, I would love to see him on there again for just the reasons you said, yeah.
So we heard another announcement yesterday from Nigel that was disappointing. You want to talk about that?
It was disappointing that Nigel announced that they were not allowed, I guess by Sony or the music publishing company, to have a Michael Jackson tribute and use Michael Jackson's songs. They were planning on doing, every choreographer had agreed to choreograph a routine using a Michael Jackson song, and they were just going to have a whole night of performances with his music. And I guess they got turned down. So we'll see if maybe after Nigel made that announcement, there's a little bit of pressure on Sony or the publishing company to change their minds. But they're running out of time.
It would be a great show. And he made the point of saying he had all these choreographers in his hand already. Mm-hmm. Wade said yes. Mia said yes. Nappy Tab said yes.
Ty said yes.
Everybody wanted to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And what surprised me that they said no is because American Idol top 13, where you've still got some, you know, semi bad singers in the mix, they agreed to let him use Michael Jackson songs this last year, but they wouldn't agree to do it for So You Think You Can Dance.
I know,
it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, and he also mentioned the family. He said he didn't know if it was Sony or the publisher or the family. There's so much crazy stuff going on right now with the rights to all his holdings.
Maybe they thought it just wasn't the right time.
Maybe they want to wait and flesh all that out a little bit more. I don't know.
Maybe in the sixth season they'll be able to have
some sort of
agreement. Yeah, now is when it's relevant.
It's relevant now, and like you said, they're losing time. They are. I mean, it's Michael Jackson will always be in the news in some way or another, but now's the time to do it, especially as if you're really calling it a tribute number. Mm-hmm. And then if they have to wait, then they need to do it on the anniversary of something relating to him next time,
if they
get the chance to do it. Because otherwise, it feels a little strange just to throw it in any time.
That's true.
Well, let's talk about the dances. Oh, and it was a wonderful, wonderful week for dances. loved it.
It was a good week. Okay, so at first we had Melissa and Ade. They started out with a disco number and then did a waltz.
Mm-hmm.
The disco number, this was their first time I really felt like they were out of their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Before, they've had contemporary, jazz, ballet. They had a rumba. But this was the first time I felt like they were really challenged. And I thought they both stepped up to the challenge and did a great routine.
I think they did too. There was a little bobble at the end. Melissa lost her balance.
Yeah.
Which is really too bad. You know, they didn't talk about it that much, but I think the viewers kept it in their minds because she just fell.
Possibly.
And
yeah.
I think it might have hurt them, you know, with their call-in votes. But the number itself was really strong. It was great. And I was comparing it directly to Brandon and Jeanette because they had such a strong disco number.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think Brandon and Jeanette edged them out just a little bit. But
yes.
I thought they had a really strong, was great music. and lots of good musicality in the movements. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. I thought that Jeanette was a little bit stronger than Melissa was.
Yes.
Talking about Ade, I felt like I saw two different versions of Ade in these two numbers. In the disco number, he was bouncing. He looked like he was having fun. He wasn't self-conscious about the way he looked. Mm-hmm. But then in the waltz number, it's like he was just going step, step, step. You know, set my arm here, set my arm there. Yeah. He wasn't extending. He wasn't he wasn't just getting into his moves with as much power and I don't know. It wasn't the same for me.
And it can't be just the fact that it's a slower number because, you know, he did a really incredible, was it a samba or a rumba that
rumba.
Time with Melissa? This incredible rumba with Melissa, which also is a little more slow paced.
True.
But he had better lines in that dance and he seemed like he was enjoying it more. So I don't know.
Maybe he was just tired.
Could be. Because what we don't see is how they work these dancers to death.
Oh, they do.
You know, yeah. I would love to do some behind the scenes and let them show us just how hard these dancers work all week. We're told that they have 5 hours to learn the
learn
dance.
It.
But what we don't see is, you know, 2 days of them just killing themselves over trying to perfect it.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
That'd be good to see.
Okay, moving on, we had Kayla and Capono. Started out with a contemporary routine by Mia Michaels, mm-hmm. and then a Broadway routine by Joey Dowling. And the contemporary number was all about addiction, where Capono was an addiction and she was addicted to him. And oh my gosh, this might be my favorite Mia Michaels routine ever. I absolutely loved it.
It's hard for me to say, you know, last year with Joshua and Katie, mm-hmm. there was a wonderful Mia Michaels number it felt similar in that, I mean, it's never the same, but it felt, the emotion felt similar to me. This was so well done, though. Uh-huh. And Kayla is such a good dancer.
Yeah.
You know, I always talk about how I love Melissa Ade, but Melissa is not the strongest female. There are some very, very fine female dancers, and Kayla is one of them. And Kayla, I've said this, the pairing of Capono and Kayla, I think, has been great for the show, and it's been certainly great for Capono. I think he has really become a stronger dancer, and he was so good in that dance last night.
You know, last week when Vittorio got sent home after Capono, because Capono had two bad solos, in my opinion, and he deserved to go home. And so I was mad that he didn't, but imagining Vittorio in this routine with Kayla and not Capono, it would not have been the same at mm-hmm. all. Mm-hmm. So Capono had the acting chops to really pull it off. The little smirks, the sneers, the evil look. Both of them
were
really
scary.
That's one thing I think that Melissa lacks is the acting side of it.
Yes.
And Capono and Kayla both have that mastered. I think they're really, really good
at it. Absolutely. I totally agree.
The judges were a little bit harsh on him with the Broadway routine.
Yeah.
I liked Joey's choreography, but I felt like Capono probably could have brought a little bit more to it, mm-hmm. but I thought they were a little bit harsh. So I was surprised they didn't end up in the bottom three, though.
I was, too.
So, okay.
It was all Mia. Mia saved them.
I think so.
When you get if you get a Mia dance and you dance it well, mm-hmm. then you're safe that week.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, that routine, hopefully they will nominate it for an Emmy because I think it deserves
it. It's really very good.
Okay, next up we had Caitlin and Jason with the Foxtrot mm-hmm. and Lyrical Jazz. So mm-hmm. they had a rough week this week.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't do great with either routine.
Well, I thought the judges actually praised them more than they should have been praised on that on the first dance. Mm-hmm. It was okay. They compared her to Grace Kelly and all that. I think they were just being nice. I didn't think it was that strong a dance.
I think, exactly like you. I think they were just being nice and just trying to not be negative all the time, because you could tell Caitlin was really getting bogged down with all the negative comments. And
right.
So even though, like, Nigel would say something like, I didn't think you had great chemistry, but technically you danced it very well.
That's right.
So I think he was just trying to let it go. He knew how things were going to end up that week. Why just run them into the ground?
Right,
Yeah. Okay. Then next up was Janine and Philip, and they had a difficult week with two styles very different from their own. So they had the Russian folk dancing and the jive. The Russian folk dancing, where do you start with that? Who came up with that idea?
Well, but we saw it last year with Twitch and with Joshua, and true. They knocked it out of the park. I mean, they were great. It was Russian folk dancing, true, but it was a different style of dance. I mean, that was more of a machismo, I can one up you type thing.
Yeah.
This was between a man and a woman and
folksy.
And it was folksy. But, you know, they said they danced as well as they could. I don't know about that. I mean, it was...
Philip definitely could have been better.
Yeah, he could have been better.
Yeah. There were certain points that... Granted, I know some of his moves were very difficult, mm-hmm. but I still felt like in both these routines, he was like a little boy mm-hmm. trying to catch up
right.
with Janine. So I thought he really didn't bring it.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't his styles. And yes, those are more difficult. But if you're going to be America's favorite dancer
right.
and you're going to master all these styles like mm-hmm. you're supposed to, Philip just wasn't bringing it.
No.
So. Let's see, then was Randy and Evan with the Hip Hop by Tabitha and Napoleon, where mm-hmm. she was pregnant and they got engaged, and then A Samba by Pasha and Anya from season 3. I thought during the Hip Hop that both these routines, Evan could have done better. Randy was pretty good. Randy hit a lot of the Hip Hop moves pretty well. Evan needed to be a lot sharper. He just really didn't bring it. It seemed like he was always in the background to
yeah.
Randy.
Yeah.
That she was standing out a lot more than he was.
Yeah. I like them. I was really happy that they weren't in the bottom three this week because I liked what they did a little bit more than I think the judges did this week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the hip hop routine, I was pretty pleased with it. But you're right when you say that that they weren't sharp on, especially him,
yeah.
weren't sharp on some points. That's true. And then the Samba, did they have a Samba?
Yes.
He's not the the face. He's not the poster child for machismo and sexiness.
I guess that's true.
We'll be honest about that. But I thought he was really trying to bring what he had to this, mm-hmm. you know? Maybe it was the costume. I don't know. I mean, they had this costume where his chest was bare, and of course he has no hair on his chest, so it made him look like a little boy. Maybe they could have done better in that regard. But I thought he was trying to bring some verve to it. I don't know. But they didn't like it. And I liked it a little bit more than the judges
liked it. I think I liked it a little bit more than they liked it. But I thought the piece of music was not full of the fire and passion, so it was like they were having to create it on their own from the
yeah.
choreography.
Yeah.
The music really didn't do much for me. I was thinking back to Lacey and Danny from season 3 and the Samba that they did, and that thing was just full of fire and passion,
mm-hmm.
but it was a really great piece of music that
right.
you could really work off of and get great musicality out of. And this piece of music, I really didn't feel that same thing from.
It's so interesting you mentioned the music, because we haven't talked about that really at all. And the choice of music is so important to the performance.
Mm-hmm.
The choreography can't stand on its own without the dancers performing it well and without the music. And I think, are we segueing into the next favorite couple?
Okay, sure.
because I think you saw how the music, especially in that second number, was so critical for the success of that dance.
Mm-hmm.
The stops in time where they actually had to stop when the music stopped, very on point. You know, I think that if they had used a different song for that number, it would have been a completely different performance. But I'll let you go into that, because I think the music really played a big part, especially in that second number.
Okay. So then the last couple we had was Janine and Brandon with the Argentine Tango and the jazz number by Wade Robson.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, with the Argentine Tango, it's sort of similar to Janine's normal, samba, salsa style?
She's salsa.
But as it started and when they said Argentine Tango, I thought back to season 2, which Allison and Ivan did an Argentine Tango in season 2, and it was outstanding, and it's something that's always stood in my mind. And as they started, I thought, is anyone ever going to be able to top that routine?
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, Janine and Brandon knocked it out of the park.
Oh my goodness.
They were absolutely outstanding.
It was such an, it's a very intricate dance,
mm-hmm.
but I think they added even more intricacy to the choreography in this time, their legs were, you know, with the tango, especially with the Argentine tango, the legs, you're flicking your legs and your legs are moving in and out of the other person's legs all the time.
Yes.
You could easily trip and fall.
Uh-huh.
They were so, I mean, just as far as their, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, it just went perfectly, seamlessly from one move to the next. And it wasn't choppy. Because that's another thing. Sometimes those moves can seem a little choppy.
True.
It wasn't choppy at all. Mm-hmm. It was just incredible to watch. I mean, it was just magical, even.
Yeah. It was absolutely perfect. They looked like professionals up there.
They did. Oh, they did.
And especially for Brandon, with this not being his style.
Not at all.
For him to do so outstanding every single week.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most consistent couple.
I would say so.
And so I thought they did a really great job. And then you've got the jazz number by Wade Robson.
Which was amazing.
Which, again, they just knocked it out of the ballpark.
I love the whole concept of them, you know, getting ready to steal something. I loved the music. I loved how they were moving to the music.
They were so in sync with each other.
Wade
has very intricate movements as well, just like the Argentine tango. Very intricate movements. And they matched each other perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked like they were having a lot of fun. And especially looking at Brandon, it actually looked like he had mirrored the style of exactly the way I would have seen Wade dance it himself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I thought Brandon was wonderful and Janine matched him. Janine stepped up to the plate and she did well.
I think Janine is my favorite female dancer. And I think Kayla is second for me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything she does,
yes,
she does perfectly. Every
single
thing.
And you never would expect a salsa dancer to be able to do all these other different types.
That's right.
Of styles. So
I love her. She's great.
Yeah. She's incredibly consistent and versatile.
Well, next week they're going to mix everybody up.
Yes.
And so it's not just, for example, it's not just Janine would be dancing with Jason if it were a normal week, because that was the couple, you know, that was mixed up. But they're going to mix everybody up, from what I understand.
Yes.
So I can't wait to see who gets. I mean, I just can't wait. I can't wait to see who Ade gets to dance with. I can't wait to see who Jeanette gets to dance with. I mean, I'm just really excited about the possibilities.
I think this is where you really start to see the individual dancers start to come out from behind their dependence upon their previous partner.
That's right.
And so you really start to see those that are standouts every single week, even with different partners, compared to those that just sort of are still trying to keep up.
And what we might see is the beginning of another wonderful partnership like we've seen with Kayla and Capono.
Mm-hmm.
Because, that could have been a train wreck. That was great. What I don't think they're going to do is, I don't think they're going to pair, for example, Ade with Jeanette. They're two of the strongest dancers. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they might pair up a stronger dancer like a Brandon with, you know, with Janine or something. But we'll see. We'll have to see. I don't know. It's going to be fascinating. I don't know who figures out all. I guess it's the judges or if the producers have a say in it. I don't know.
Producers.
But it's going to be a combination of skill, but also it's TV. You got to create drama for TV. So I think that's going to play into it. The biggest question of all, of course, is who does Evan and Randy get to dance with? Because everyone will tower. They're so short. Whoever Evan gets will tower over him. There's no other short woman. Caitlin was the shortest woman there, and she's gone. I mean, other than Randy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Melissa. Melissa is I think shorter than Jeanette. I mean, she's the next shortest, but she's still gonna be taller than him.
Kayla's really tall, but I don't remember the other girls being all that tall. So.
I think so.
Really? Okay.
We'll see.
Okay, and then one last thing we have to mention is the tour.
Yes.
They have put up the dates of the So You Think You Can Dance tour, and it looks like it is coming to the BOK Center in Tulsa on October 30th.
Excellent.
If you can't make that date, then the next closest one is Grand Prairie, Texas, which is next to Dallas, on October 28th, 2 days before.
So. Well, we'll just have to go.
Okay, let's buy tickets.
That's right. Well, I mean, it's a great season. I've seen seasons 3 through the current one. You've seen the first two. I think this is just a great season. Would you say this is the best?
I think it probably is. I look at the top 10 and, you know, there might be one or two. Oh, gosh. When I try and think of the girls, who should go home among the girls? I don't want to see any one of them go home.
Yeah.
And in terms of the guys, Jason, Evan, they could be in a little bit of trouble. Capone, maybe. But the girls, oh gosh, I would not want to have to pick. So,
well, we certainly will see. We had a lot of news to talk about this week, but the numbers will be dwindling soon. So we'll just see who keeps getting stronger and unfortunately who might, you know, have to leave the show. So listeners, thanks for being with us. Next Friday, we may have to have a little hiatus, but I'll let you know what's happening on the TV blog, newsok.com, and then go to the A&E page and look for the TV blog to see if we're going to be on next Friday. So Lisa, thanks so much, as usual, and we'll see you next week, perhaps.